Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on June 18th, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Are you concerned about Donkey Creek flooding and have opinions that you'd like to share? The correct time and place for that is coming up. The city is seeking public input for the Donkey Creek Drainage Study, which is part of the development of a master drainage plan for the area. There's an online survey you can take, which I have linked to in the description, which asks for insights, concerns, and suggestions about flooding and drainage issues within the Donkey Creek watershed. If you aren't the online survey type, there will also be a public open house on Thursday, June 27th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Gillette College Tech Center, 3251 South 4J Road. Usually, the City of Gillette has ordinances in place that prohibit occupancy in campers, motorhomes, and RVs in residential areas. In anticipation of lodging shortages during the Camperia event, Council has suspended those ordinances from July 31st to August 13th. If you're a property owner interested in having someone stay in a camper, motorhome, or RV on your land during that time, you can apply for a permit with the City Planning Division, located on the second floor of City Hall. For information about the permit, contact the Planning Division at 307-686-5281. I know you know that the city has solid waste pickup and yard waste pickup from April to November, but did you know we also have another waste removal option you could opt into? Curbside recycling. If you're a City of Gillette residential utility customer, you can sign up for curbside recycling pickup for $11 a month, and it runs all year round. Here's how it works. Place these kinds of recyclables in blue or clear bags. Aluminum beverage cans, food cans, aluminum bottles, hairspray cans, shave cream cans, and spray starch cans. Steel vegetable cans, soup cans, food cans, coffee cans, empty paint cans, and empty aerosol cans. Plastic milk jugs, detergent jugs, soda bottles, water bottles, hair care bottles, food containers, or items with a recycle triangle on the bottom. And glass beverage bottles or jars, but please remove the lids. Corrugated cardboard can be flattened and placed under the bags. No garbage or paper of any kind. To sign up for the curbside recycling program or the yard waste pickup program, call City of Gillette customer service at 686-5206. Also, don't forget, now that it's summer and you've got lawn clippings or branches to get rid of, if you aren't part of the curbside yard waste pickup program, you can drop your yard waste off at the yard waste drop-off site, right next to the wastewater treatment plant at 3101 South Garner Lake Road. You can visit the drop-off site for free 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. If that seems like just a lot of work, join the yard waste pickup program. It's $9.60 per month from April to November, and when you sign up, you get a tan yard waste bin, which gets picked up on your regular trash day. You can also sign up for that by calling customer service at 686-5206. And here's what's on the June 18th City Council agenda. It will be the third and final readings of both the budget ordinance and the revisions to Chapter 5 of the City Code. So if you want to voice your opinions on either of those things, this is your last chance, since once Council approves the third reading, they're official. The other public hearing and Council consideration for this meeting is the transfer of location for a liquor license. So it isn't being transferred to a new owner, but the Elks Lodge is moving across town, and their liquor license is moving with them. There will be a street closure requiring Council approval. Campbell County Health has requested that the 3rd Street Plaza be closed from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on August 24th. It says here that the event will include outdoor music. I wonder what it is. There's just one optional 1% supported project on the agenda this meeting. Council will consider approving a bid award for the Water Main Interconnect Project. This project will tie together two previously unconnected water lines under Burma Avenue and Dry Fork Drive. Two Planning Commission type items on the agenda. One is for an amendment to the district zoning map to make part of the West Side Addition C1 General Commercial instead of I1 Light Industrial. The other is to vacate part of a 10-foot-wide utility easement in the Sunburst subdivision. So if you don't know, a utility easement is essentially an area of private property that must be kept clear for utilities. So for example, a place where the water, power, or sewer lines run under the ground, You can't build on top of the utilities easement, since that could, one, break the utility lines, or two, make them inaccessible. This easement is being vacated, or erased or deleted, because there aren't actually any utilities run through it. There are also some sort of miscellaneous items. Council will consider Amendment Number 15 to the Telecommunications Raceway Lease. They'll also consider a bid award for annual trenching and boring services. I was going to expand on this some, but then I thought, nah. Trenching and boring doesn't sound very interesting. Just kidding. It's for projects where we need to get at things under the ground, where we need trenches, like a long open pit, or boring, where we dig one comparatively smaller hole, and then dig to where we need to go sideways under the ground. Council will also consider a professional services agreement for design and bidding for the Western Tie Transmission Project. The Western Tie Transmission is one of the two transmission sources of power from Wyodak to the city of Gillette. The city maintains two in case one of them goes down or needs maintenance. Apparently, the city uses about 77 megawatts of power a day, and when both ties are working, they split it with one at 47 megawatts and the other at 30. But the full 77 is about 70% capacity for the Western Tie. This project will give the system the capacity to continue to meet increasing power needs of the city for more than 25 years of growth. Growth meaning higher electricity demand. That's a brief look at the June 18th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.